Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What is this meal spread before us? What benefits do we receive when we consume this bread and drink this wine? How should we approach the Lord's table? Just because the Lord is graceful and merciful does not mean that he takes this thing lightly. Just as he impresses upon us how seriously he takes his law through his threats of punishment, he also guards and keeps his gifts of grace with as much gravity, for the Lord will not be mocked. When we come before the altar, we should consider it no small thing, for the very presence of Christ is there to meet you. We should then approach with all humility as empty vessels, trusting the Lord's word concerning his supper, and be ready to be filled. We should take care not to make of the Lord's Supper what we would like it to be from our own desires or imagination, lest we misuse and abuse and despise the very gift that Christ has given, his very own body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. For if we partake in the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, as St. Paul warns in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we are guilty of sinning against the very body and blood of Christ. If we partake in an unworthy manner, this is because the supper is not simply bread and wine for bodily nourishment, but we have in the supper what Christ himself plainly says when he institutes it and gives it to his disciples. Take, this is my body. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. The Corinthians were treating the supper as a meal that fills our stomachs. So Paul warns that if we do not discern the body of Christ, we are, in fact, eating and drinking to our own condemnation. So how then do we eat and drink in a worthy manner? How do we receive the benefits of mercy and grace that are there given? First, we recognize that in the words of the institution, Christ makes the very bread and wine his very own body and blood for our sake. Then we are to recognize our need for it by recognizing our own sin and depravity. As St. Paul states, let a person examine himself, and then, if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. When we approach the table in humility as empty vessels, hungering and thirsting for the Lord's righteousness, recognizing that we have no righteousness of our own, then we truly receive what Christ has given, his body and blood for our benefit. In them we have the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. So then let us prepare ourselves for the reception of this most holy meal and turn to page 329 in your hymnals. I will ask you the questions and the congregation will respond with the answers. Do you believe that you are a sinner?
Yes, I believe it. I am a sinner.
How do you know this?
From the commandments, which I have not kept.
Are you sorry for your sins?
Yes, I am sorry that I have sinned against God.
What have you deserved from God because of your sins? Do you hope to be saved?
Yes, that is my hope.
In whom then do you trust?
In my dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is Christ?
The Son of God, true God and man.
How many gods are there?
Only one, but there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
What has Christ done for you that you trust in him? Did the Father also die for you?
He did not. The Father is God only, as is the Holy Spirit. But the Son is both true God and true man. He died for me and shed his blood for me.
How do you know this?
From the Holy Gospel, from the words of Jesus Christ, and by his body and blood, given to me as a pledge of the sacrament.
What are the words of institution?
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them.
Do you believe then that the true body and blood of Christ are in the sacrament?
Yes, I believe.
What convinces you to believe this? What should we do when we eat his body and drink his blood, and in this way receive his pledge?
We should remember and proclaim his death and the shedding of his blood, as he taught us. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of him.
Why should we remember and proclaim his death? What motivated Christ to die and make full payment for your sins?
His great love for his Father, and for me, and for the sins, as it is written in John 14, Romans 5, Galatians 2, and Ephesians 5.
Finally, why do you wish to go to the sacrament? What should admonish and encourage a Christian to receive the sacrament frequently? But what should you do if you are not aware of this need and have no hunger and thirst for the sacrament?
Thank you.
These questions and answers are no child's play, but are drawn up with great earnestness of purpose by the venerable and devout Dr. Luther for both young and old. Let each one pay attention and consider it a serious matter, for as St. Paul writes to the Galatians in chapter 6, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked." We now make preparation for the Lord's Supper. Amen.